The FBI is digging deeper into the Defense Department's dealings with oil services conglomerate Halliburton. The FBI wants to interview a senior contracting official who went public recently with allegations that her superiors showed favoritism to a Halliburton subsidiary. A no-bid contract was awarded to them before the Iraq War. The news comes less than a week before the presidential election. Halliburton was run by Dick Cheney before he became vice president. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The FBI has now expanded its earlier investigation into whether Halliburton overcharged the government millions of dollars for fuel trucked to Iraq. The source of the new information is Bunateen Greenhouse, a 62-year-old career government employee who's the top civilian official overseeing contracts for the Army Corps of Engineers. If her allegations are proven, they will undermine the Army Corps' long-standing claims that it did everything by the book in handing an exclusive contract to Halliburton to rebuild Iraq's oil sector after the U.S. invasion. And it could confirm what critics have alleged all along, that the military illegally channeled a multi-billion dollar contract to the Houston-based conglomerate. Her lawyer, Stephen Cohn, says the FBI has requested an interview with Greenhouse.
Bunny's job was to ensure the integrity of the contracting process. Unfortunately, some persons decided that they wanted to circumvent the rules, and Bunny Greenhouse has had the courage to step forward and to report it.
Details of the accusations are contained in an 11-page letter sent by Cohn to Acting Secretary of the Army Les Brownlee. The letter calls for an independent investigation into the following: that officials with Kellogg Brown & Root, the Halliburton subsidiary seeking the work, were invited to an Army Corps planning meeting before the contract was awarded. That Army officials improperly extended the no-compete contract worth a potential $7 billion from 1 year to 5 years. That Greenhouse was instructed to stop making handwritten protests to behavior she considered wrong and politically motivated. And that she was threatened with demotion when she tried to blow the whistle. A spokesman for the Army Corps of Engineers did not return calls for a response. The Pentagon has maintained all along that the impending war was an emergency and that Halliburton was the only company available that could work in the war zone. The FBI does not comment on investigations. A Halliburton spokesperson sent out an email pointing out that the Government Accountability Office earlier concluded the no-bid contract was properly awarded and that the allegations coming a week before the election are suspect. Attorney Stephen Cohn says he's represented many federal whistleblowers, Democrats and Republicans, and Greenhouse's allegations have nothing to do with the upcoming election.
She's non-political, and she did her job. She needs to be protected. Whenever a whistleblower allegation gets sucked up into some political process, it's usually a disastrous result. I hope that the candidates just step back, let this investigation happen, and let's be done with it.
John Kerry did not mention the FBI Halliburton headline on the stump late Thursday. Instead, his running mate, John Edwards, released a statement condemning what he called the administration's special treatment of Halliburton. A March 2003 email from an Army Corps official, which has been made public, says the Halliburton contract, quote, has been coordinated with VP's office. Dick Cheney denies he had any influence over the awarding of the Halliburton contracts. John Burnett, NPR News.